Gabbos. For sure, we're talking about that there is a Godel standing on top of the Kotan and teaching him and telling him what to do. Rashi says, V'oimeloi. The Godel is telling the Kotan what to do. He's telling him, cost of the Tzarech Pliny, write it for that person. Tiksava Rafun Rafun holds that Mastisim Reb Lezi. Our Mishnah goes even according to Reb Lezi Shita. Deboi Iksiva Lishmo. That you have to have the Iksiva done Lishmo. And a Kotan is called the Shmo because the Godel is watching him. I the safe for the Ktome, what does the end of our Mishnah mean that says Shein ki mageta lobachaisamov? Hainu Edim Misira and Echnami. It does not really mean Edim, that sign, but it means the Edim Misira. The Roiv Gitin, most of the Gitin, Nimsarim of Neachaisim. So that's the way Rav Huna learns our Mishnah, that we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that the Ksiva is the main part of a get, it has to be written up Lishmo. So how could a Kotan make it Lishmo? Because the God who was watching over him. On this Omalei Rav Nachman, said back to him, Elamayatif, so what about a goy? Oivik Echovim, if you have a goy writing a get, for Yisrael Emer Agabav and a Jew is watching over him, you want to tell me Yochanan with the kosher? You want to tell me it's kosher? Techitainen maybe, Hochanan, and maybe tell me yes, it is kosher. For tomorrow, no, for Tanya here, we learn clearly. Oivik Echovim Postel, if a goy goes to write up a get, even though you can have Moshe Rabbeinu on top of him, still the get is Postel. So why? Gemara says there's a big difference. A goy, he's a godl already. You tell him to do things, he has his own mind though. A goy does what he wants to do. So you could tell him today till tomorrow, do it lishma. He doesn't know what you're talking about, and he does it the way he thinks. Mashenk in the kotin, he doesn't have so much das, but I call upon him, he has enough das to listen to a godl. If a godl tells him, do it till Hashem's there, the kotin or the cherish of the shreiter will listen to the godl. So in this way, for telling him to listen to a godol, they are better than a goy. That's what the Puna wanted to say. Hodur Omer of Nachman Nachman said, no love, milsi the army. It's not true what you're saying. To me, the kapostel and the kechovim, since a goy is possel to write a get, linyan havor, a goy cannot bring the get, mechlad linyan ksiva kosher. I tell you, it's mashma, a goy could write a get. It's mashma, the only time a goy is possel for shlichus, but for writing the get, he's like a kosher. I bought Tanya of the Kachavim Postle, Bryce before said, if a guy writes to get its postle, I'll tell you, he Reb Lezi. That goes according to Reb Lezi. The Yomar Edim Mesira Karsi. That the main Edim is the Mesira. So what's the main Ksiva, Ubin and Ksiva Lishmo? And therefore the main part of the get is, the Ksiva has to be done Lishmo, and the guy can't write Lishmo. If you tell me now you have to have the Ksiva Lishmo, so a goy does not write lishmo. A goy for sure writes on his own conditions, not lishmo. So therefore, that that you say a goy is kosher goes according to Rav Meir Shita, that you do not need ksiva lishmo. According to Rav Lezer, it's possible. And Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Meir, afilu motza biyashba, even if you find the get in the garbage, because it wasn't written for you at all. Still, if it has your name in it, and chosmo, now you have Edim signing on it lishmo, v'nosun l'kosher. So according to Rav Meir, the din of a ksiva is not totally in the writing of the get. According to Rav Meir, the din of lishmo of a get is the chasima. So even if a goy would write up the get, as long as two edim would sign of lishmo, it's like a kosher according to Rav Meir. All right, we'll stop here. We'll daven marav here right now. We'll daven up here now. Okay, we're holding Daf Chov Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, the Shaila was that the Mishnah says that Akol Ksherim Lichta V'Saget Afilu Chereshayte V'Katon, and the Mishnah ended off and said that Svarish Shein Kiyum Aget Ela B'Chaisomov, because the main part of the get is the Chasimim, the Edim that sign on the get. So some Machlokes in the Gemara, does our Mishnah go according to Reb Lezer Shita that holds Eda Mesira Karsi, and the main part of the get is the Ksiva? And the ksiva has to be lishmo. So then how does the Mishnah say even a chere shayt of a cotton could write the get? So Gemara said, we're talking about a godol oimed agabov. That was one shot in the Gemara. The next shot in the Gemara wanted to say that Omer Rav Nachman, Oimahoy Rav Meir, we had holding afilu motza biyashba. That the other pshat was our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir Shita, that Rav Meir holds the main thing is Eid Chasima Karasim. We don't care about the Ksivas Haget. We don't care who writes the get. even if you find the get in an ashpan in the garbage. Chosmu, then Adim sign on it benosnu and gives it to her, is kosher. The lacha is the get is kosher. So our Mishnah goes according to Rameya. This the Gemara says, Eis ve Rov Rav Nachman. So Rov is the kasha to Rav Nachman. I the kosav lo. The posuk says the kosav lo. You have to write a get lo, and we dashen lishmo that the get has to be written lishmo. So there's the kasha on Rav Meir. So my love, doesn't the posuk mean ksiva taget? That the ksiva taget has to be lishmo. If it has to be lishmo, so then if you find it in the garbage, how can you use it? It wasn't written lishmo for this man and for this lady. For the ish and the ish, it wasn't written for them. So how could the get be kosher? So Gemara says, loy chasima seidim. According to Rav Meir, what the Mishnah means is chasima seidim. Yes, so Gemara says, no, according to Rav Meir, he dashes what it means is the chasima seidim. That's what it means. That the cost of law, the main part of the get is the cost of law, is the chasima, is the signing of the eidim. So therefore, Meir holds, we don't care who wrote the get. And according to Rav Meir, we just got finished saying, even if a guy writes the get, still the get is kosher. As long as we have kosher eidim signing the get, if they sign lishmo, that's the main part of the get according to Rav Meir. The cost of law means chasima seidim. On this eisve rova, rova is the kasha. It's we have a locha that kol get shenichtav shloi lishum isha apostle. Any get that was written, like not lishmo, not for the purpose of this isha, the locha is its apostle. So according to Rav Meir, what does he do with this Mishnah? It's mashma clearly that the ksiva taget has to be lishmo. So Gemara says, no, Eima, let's say what it means to say is, shenechtam shloi lishmo. Shloi lishum isha, apostle. What it means to say is, if it was signed, if the Eidim signed on the get, not lishmo, not lishem this isha, then it's possible. Eisve, another kasha we have. It says, kishu koisvoi, when you write the get, is kilu koisvoi lishmo. It's as if you wrote the whole get lishmo. So it means to say is, if you write a little bit of the get, lishmo, which means the Torah, the main part of the get, the shemu ish and the shemu isha, and the Eroi, if you write that lishmo, so it's fitted like the whole get was written lishmo. So my love doesn't mean to say, keshu koisver l'toref lishmo, that if you write the toref of the get, that means the main part of the get, the names and the place, if you write that lishmo, that means it was written for the purpose of this ish and this isha, so it's kilu koisver l'toref lishmo, it's also considered like even the toref, the rest of the get, was also written lishmo. So it's mashed from here that what has to be written lishmo, the get itself has to be written lishmo. So it's a kash on Rav Meir. So again, now what it means to say is, loy, that's not what it means to say. What it means to say is over here is, kishu chosme lishmo, that when the Eidim signed on the get lishmo, the locher is kilu chosme lishmo. It's considered as if the ksiva was done lishmo, because the main part of the get is the chsima sa'idim. As long as the eidim signed lishmo, then the get is kosher. The boy is saying, another teretz is, I'll tell you, hani mas nisin mani reb lezi. And you can't ask a kasha on Reb Meir from certain mishnayisin, because we know there's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer, he's the one that argues on Reb Meir. So maybe these last mishnayisin that are mashma, that the ksiva saget has to be lishmo, they go according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That he holds the yom eidim misira karsi, that the eidim by a get is not the eidim that's signed in the shtar. The main halach of the eidim is the eidim misira, the ones that are there that watch it given over. So therefore, what is the kosav, when the Torah says the kosav, what does it mean? The kosav means lishmo. So therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to have the ksiva saket, that has to be lishmo. So therefore, it could be it's not a kasha according to Rabbi Meir. Because these mishnais no go according to Rabbi Lezer. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur says, Pshan our Mishnah is, V'hu sheshaya mokem ha-teref. He wants to say that our Mishnah again goes according to Rabbi Lezer. That you have to have the ksiva taget has to be lishmo. So how could the Mishnah say that even a cheresh, a shait of a katan, can write the get? So he says the Mishnah does not mean they write the whole get. They have to leave over the teref. They have to leave over the place of the name of the man, the ish and the isha, and they have to leave over the place of the city, and that a godel writes in. So Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer, you need a ksiva lishmo, and you have it lishmo. The Mishnah only says that the other parts of the get, a cheresh of a cotton could write. And v'chein nomer Rav Chagor mishmei dula. V'usheshayim mokem ha-teruf. For Rabbi Lezer, he also says the same teruf. Even though Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer, that the ksiva taget has to be l'shmo, how could a cheresh shleitz of a cotton write the get? They are not writing the teruf, the main part of the get. The main part of the get, that we leave over for a godel to write it l'shmo. For Rabbi Zrikom, Rabbi Yechanan, ain't a teruf. Rabbi Zikon, the name of Yechanan, said, no, ain't a teruf, it's not right what you're saying. So Gemara says, "My ain't a Torah." What does it mean to say it's not Torah? Om Rababa that kan hodiyach oshen koyach lishmo. That no, Rabbi Yochanan saying the pshat nal mishner is the mishner is telling us that when you write a get, you do not have to have a ksiv lishmo. Rabbi Meihi, because our mishner goes according to Rabbi Meir shita. The yoma edi chasima karsi. That according to Rabbi Meir, the main part of the get is the chasima. That's edi chasima karsi. So therefore, we don't care who writes the get. Therefore, the Mishnah says, even if a cheresh shaita of a cotton writes the get, still the get is kosher. As long as the eidim that signed on it, signed lishmo, it's kosher. That's what Rabbi Yechanan meant to say. You don't have to answer the Mishnah's talking about you left over the teruf, and it goes according to Rabbi Lezer. But no, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. Therefore, the cheresh shaita of a cotton could write the whole get. Gemara asks now, is the steering of Yechanan if so? I be Omer Rabba Bavachono, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba Bavachono said over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Eliezer he, that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you need a ksivu lishmo. So there's a steering then in Rabbi Yechanan. How does Rabbi Yechanan learn our Mishnah? Does our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Eliezer that you have to say you left over the Torah? Or does our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Meir? So Gemara says, "Enochanami, Amaroya Ninu, the Aliba the Rabbi Yechanan." It's a machlekes Amaroyim. Exactly, what did Rabbi Yechanan say? The Saka machlekes. What did Rabbi Yechanan learn? Pshat in our Mishnah. Did he learn the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, and you do not need a ksivu lishmo the way the Mishnah says it? The cheresh shaita of a cotton to write the whole get, or else no, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer, and the cheresh shaita of a cotton did not write the whole get, but they left over the turf. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'akil k'sherim l'hovi es aget. Anybody is kosher to be a shliach to bring a get. Chutz mi'cheresh shayt v'kotin, he'secheresh shayt v'kotin, they are psulim, they cannot be a shliach to bring a get. We'll see in the Gemara why. V'suma, who are then if somebody's blind, he cannot be a shliach to bring the get. We'll also see why. V'yevik echovim, and a goy cannot be a shliach to bring a get. This was Shan the Gemara before that said that the Mishnah only says here a goy is fossil. A goy cannot bring the get, he cannot be a shliach. But Smashmadon, the Mishnah before, that's talking about a ksiva to write the get, when the Mishnah says hakil ksherim, it means even a goy could also write the get. Because like we learned before, that those man diyamrim, the Mishnah before, goes according to Rabbi Meir, that there's no din lishmo by the ksiva saget, so even a goy could also write the get. As long as we have Edim signing on it, Lishmo. Says Meduyik, here the Mishnah says that a goy can't be a shliach to bring the get, but to write the get, that he could do. Now, what about Kibul HaKoton? Let's say when the husband gave over the get to the shliach, he was a koton. For Higdol, he took his time, he was almost by mitzvah, and then he went and gave the get when he was a gadol. Or else Cheresh, now he's deaf and dumb. Venis Pakach, then he became normal. He gave the get when he was normal. Or else Suma, he took the get when he was blind. Venis Patach, and then it became opened up, he was able to see. Or else Shaita, when the husband gave the Shliach the get, he was a Shaita, a fool. Venis Tapo, and then he became normal. Or else Ovik Echovin, when the husband first gave the get, he was a Goy. Venis Gaya, then he became a Jew. And he gave the get when he's a Jew, so the Mishnah still says puzzle. Because when you first took the get, became a shliach, you're not a bar shliach. So therefore the get is puzzle. Abba, but what's going to be? Pikeach. When the husband first gave the shliach, the person was normal. Vinis chorish. Then he became a cherish, deaf and dumb. V'chosev vinis pakach. Then the shliach became normal. And when he gave the get over to the wife, he was normal again. Or else, pisayach. He was normal, he was able to see. V'nistamor became, he took the get when he was able to see. Then he became blind. V'chazav in his patach. Then he became open, his eyes opened up again. So what's the law here? Here it's kosher. Ariel Shofui, first he was normal. V'nishtato, then he became a shaita, became a fool. V'chazav in his tapo, then he became normal again. It's kosher. In such a case,
So shliach is a kosher, it's okay. Why? Because there are klal, this is the klal of the Mishnah. Kol shetchilosoi v'soifoi v'das kosher. If when the shliach first took the get from the husband to become a shliach, he was normal. And then at the end, when he goes and gives the get to the wife, he's also normal, the get's a good get. Even though in between the shliach became not normal, that doesn't matter. As long as when he first became a shliach, he was normal. And when he gives over the get to the wife, he's normal, that's called the kosher shliach. But if at the end, or at the beginning, he was not normal, then the get is possible. So more stuff like this. Bishlei mecheresh shayte v'koton t'lav b'nei dayaninu. I understand why a cheresh shayte v'koton cannot be a shliach to bring a get, because they don't have das. In other words, the Rashi says, v'gabe shlichas ish binin. In the parsha of shlichas, you have to have an ish. You have to have a godel. For loy koton and not a koton. The shlichas nafkulomi v'yikach lem ish. It says the word ishtah, you have to be a godol. What's the mile of a godol? He has b'nei das. He's called b'nei dayaninum. So therefore, katan and cheresh shayte v'koton do not have das. Therefore, they're possible to be a shliach. Oivik yichav nami, a goy, even though he's an older goy, the lav bar hateruhu. But goyim don't have the parsha of gittin and kedushin. There's no kedushin, no gittin by goyim. Therefore, there can't be a shliach for us either. Ela suma my loy. What's wrong with a healthy, normal, blind person? He's a godel, he has das. What's wrong with a suma? Why can't he be a shliach? So Rav Sheshi says, l'fisheni yadeyim emi noitloy lemi noisnoy. A blind person doesn't know from who he's taking the get, and he doesn't know to who to give the get. So poshli can't be a shliach, he doesn't know who the husband is, who the wife is. So Mura says, is that true? Mask of law Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked the Kashi, if so, heich suma muta b'yishtoi. How is a blind man allowed to live with his wife? Heich b'nei yodim mutorim b'lishasfeyim b'layla. And every man, how can he live with his wife at night time when the room is dark, he can't see his wife? So you tell me, a person doesn't know who they are, how could a husband live with his wife then? Elo, what do you have to say? B'tfiyas eino t'koyla, that they have tfiyas time, they know the voice. You can recognize your wife's voice, even though the room is dark at night. You can recognize your wife's voice. You know it's her? So if so, hochinami here also could be this blind person knows the husband and knows the wife. He knows them both. He knows their voices. So if it's fierce end of the kaila, could be he hears the husband's voice saying, here, you take the get and give it to my wife. And then he goes over and he gives it to the wife and he hears her voice. He knows he's giving it to her. So if so, in such a case, why can't the suma, the blind man, give the get? So Gemara answers, El Omer Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says like this, our Mishnah is talking about Hocho b'chutz l'aretz askinan. We're talking about you bring the get from chutz l'aretz, outside Eretz Yisrael. And therefore there's a new takana, de boi l'meimar, before nine nechtam. That's the first Mishnah in the Masechtam, that a get that is written outside Eretz Yisrael to be sent to another place, so the shliach that takes it has to tell over when the get is given over that in front of me it was written, like he knows it was written Lishmo, and before Nanechtim, in front of me it was signed. So the kitzi has to be able to say that you saw the writing and the signatures. For Leimotzu Lameimer, and a blind person can't say that. So therefore he can't be Mekayim this takono of saying before Nanechtim, therefore it's possible. Omalay Abaya, Abaya said, if so, Elamayat, if so, what's going to be about Pisayach? Let's say at the beginning, the shliach was his eyes were working. He was able to see. V'nistamo. And then after he took the get, he became blind on the way. So in such a case, the motzi yomar, when he gives over the get to the wife, again, if he recognizes her voice, even though he's blind, he could still give it over to her. And he could also say, b'fana nechtam, because when he took the get, he was able to see. So what's going to be in such a case? Hochi nami de kosher. You want to tell me it's true in this case, then it should be kosher. Because really a blind person could give over a get. Just he has to be able to say before Nanichtav. So over here at the beginning, he was able to see, he could say before Nanichtav. Even though later when he gives it over, he's blind, it should still be kosher. So the Mara asks, but the Mishnah says not like that. Vokitani, our Mishnah says, when is the get kosher? Vokitani, Pesuach, if first the man was able to see. Vinistima, then he became blind. But the Mishnah ends off with Chozav and his Patach, but later his eyes became opened again, then it's kosher. So Mashma Chozav and his Patach in. Only because at the end his eyes opened up again that he could see, that's why the get is kosher. But loy chosav in his patach loy. But if his eyes do not open up again at the end, he cannot see. He's possible for shliach. The question is why? If the only concern is to say before nichtov, here he could say before nichtov. So why is apostle? Smur says no. Don't make this diak. Really, I'll tell you who adin the afagav the loy chosav in his patach. Really, the same halacha would apply even though his eyes do not open up at the end. If so, why does the Mishnah only say because it opened up? The idea diktoni shafuya v'nishtato v'chozav v'nishtapo. By the other cases, then you need it that at the end it became normal. In this case, at first it was normal, then it became a fool, then it became normal again. That's why the get is kosher. So there, time of the chozav v'nishtapo. Why is this fool? Why can he be a shliach now? Because at the end it became normal again. But if at the end when he gives over the get to the wife, if he would not be normal again, loy, he would not be able to give the get. Because a shaita fool is puzzled either at the beginning when he first takes the get, or else when he gives it over to her. So for a fool there, we have to say that both at the beginning he was normal, in the middle he became a fool, then he became normal again. So since by this case it has to say at the end he became normal, I'll tell you, Toni Nami Pesuach, that's why it says the same case already by a blind man. That first he was able to see, then he became blind, then he was able to see again. But really it's labdafka. Really by the case of being blind, even if he stays blind at the end, still the get would be kosher. As long as when he took it, he was able to see, he could say before nichtov, the get is kosher. Omer Rav Asher Rashi says, they can bring a proof also. The Ketan at the end of the Mishnah says, Zeha klal, this is the klal. Kol shetchilosoi v'soifa b'das, kosher. But the beginning and the end, we have das, to get this kosher. For loy Ketan, the Mishnah does not say, kol shetchilosoi v'soifa b'kashrus. Does not say that you have to be at a point that you're kosher at the beginning and at the end. Kashrus. So, b'kashrus kosher. Doesn't say that loshin. Shema mina. So it's mashma, the main thing is that you have to be bedas, that your mind has to be there at the beginning and at the end, even though you're not kosher at the end the way you would have been at the beginning. So in other words, the difference is by a blind man. A blind man always has das. Him is not a concern in das. Him there's only a problem that he can't say before nechtov. So as long as at the beginning he could say it, then it's kosher. Because if the Mishnah would have said, you have to be the kosherus, at the beginning, at the end, that would mash me, even a blind man then, has to be able to see both at the beginning and at the end. Because a person that's blind is not kosher for a shliach. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. It doesn't say you have to be kosher at the beginning and at the end. It just says you have to have das at the beginning and at the end. So mashma by a cherish or a shaitam, there, or katan, there he has to be able at the beginning and at the end. But by a suma, it's enough if at the beginning he was able to see, even though at the end he can't see, still the get would be kosher. Boy, my name is Rabbi Yamad. He asked a question for a mommy like this. Eved mal shiyasa shlich lekabel get isha miyad baila. A regular Eved Kenani, could he be a shliach to receive a get, to be a shliach? Here he's talking about shlich lekabelah, to accept the get for a wife. Who adin the shlich lehalacha? Could the husband appoint an Eved Kenani to give over the get? It's not their Eved Kenani, it's somebody else's Eved Kenani. Shalom, what's the law of an Eved Kenani for shlichus by get? So Amalu, he said back to him, since the Mishnah only says that a goy is possible to give over a get, is Mechlal from this should be approved.